Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound
you're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. Sorry about last night. I gave you some best-ofs, meaning the best of my programs they keep for certain occasions as I want to watch the discussion. And I was very pleasantly surprised by the caliber of the those who are running for the to be our president. I think almost any one of them would be just fine. We hadn't had many good presidents in my lifetime here in America, and that's a long time. I just don't want to mumble here. I just say that what was there last night was a blessing to watch. So you will excuse me for that, but tonight I want to continue my share of helping to save this country. And it cannot be done single-minded, just as a person or two. But I can share with you a secret that has, well, been lost for at least 2,000 years. Which is a wonder why you haven't noticed that it's really no need to go to church. There's a need to go to church because you need a start and you need to understand a little bit about, you know, the history of that wonderful faith that you call Christianity. And Christianity is not really a religion. It's a salvation, a transcendent aspect of verses and chapters, although you need the verses and chapters. But what you need more than anything else is the epiphany of every word. The ability to say, oh, I see that, and then forget it. Forget the words. And you may remember verses and chapters, that's fine, but don't make an effort of it. Don't make an effort of willfully, poetically, as an actor on the stage kind of thing, swallow it, all the verses and chapters. So it needs to remind you and awaken you to what you have forgotten. And this is the basis of my program tonight, because there's a good and there's an evil. And of course, the evil sees you as good. I mean, evil sees you as evil, itself as good. And so, therefore, ISIS, those kinds of people, which are plentiful in this world, they think of themselves as upheld by a dark, but a god of some kind. The god that is inside often in the average person, but not so warped, but with the potential of becoming that. There's a potential of what ISIS is in everybody: to kill, to murder, and then self-destruct because of the horror of what you think and what you might do. You have to kill the pain by killing what's in you, and that happens to be yourself. I'm going to talk to you about redemption and how you can deal with the evil in America. And I'm going to give it a name. And the name is, if I can remember it, because I don't write things down, but I'll be able to say it more smoothly after I've said it more than one or two times. How to kill the evil entity in your adversary. How to kill, as I mean that, how to literally kill the dark side in another person without even moving your lips, basically speaking, without having to do anything, but something of the higher, of a higher God than they have will act through you and do it for you. They will not be able to penetrate you, which is to kill you. If they penetrate you and you don't have to go to war or to the war front, but the war is at home in your house and your business. We'll be right back.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm sorry I wasn't here last night, but I was watching those wonderful people up there, a nice group of people, any of which could be a decent president, some better than others, but it was wonderful to watch, and watch the people too. Something good is happening to America, but there's something bad, and there's something up the sleeves of people in your government that can make this into a very dangerous ending, and I know what that is. I'm not going to share with you what I suppose it is, but I can share with you and give you a weapon. I'm going to give you a weapon that's not a gun. You got your guns, that's fine. But, listening to Vice Line, am I? Okay. All right. So yeah, we make mistakes when you start learning stuff. All right. So that sort of jilted my brain just a little bit to one side. So just let me say it again. I want to arm you with a very powerful tool that can kill, listen carefully, this is controversial, and I want you to call me about it, saying, it's just, if you raise your eyebrows, please, I would love to share it with you, but I got to give it a label, a name. So I gave it a title, and it is a battle cry. But there's a battle cry, you don't have to. It's not going to happen from you. It's going to happen through you, and you won't even feel anything happening when this happens, when you kill the evil adversary, the entity in your adversary, the entity you kill. How to kill the entity, the evil that screams and yells at you and degrades you, that thing without killing the person. See? But kill that. And it gets better or worse, whichever way you look at it. It could also kill the person who hates you for your innocence. In other words, it's a war of the worlds. It's a war of energy. And so you know that when you are accosted in your business, you know, where you work, when you are degraded by your school kids, teachers, when you are swindled and seduced, your mind makes you sick and sickly, and you struggle with it. And depending upon the intensity of what's happening, can make you commit suicide, make you very, very ill and useless and hopeless, and literally feed the entity in your adversary, make them feel emboldened. Now, Now, this is a metaphysical warfare. This is the war of worlds. I've written some book, The War of the Worlds. 70 pages, and you can download it if you want to. 70 pages, and you can read it for very little. It was one of my first books I wrote, booklets. It was a booklet. 70 pages. Anyway, but it's not as searing as what I'm going to explain to you. You really have to take a deep breath for a person of my calling to speak this way is essential to your existence. And if you do not understand this, some of you already do have it and don't know how you got it. And it takes one to know one, and you can see what I'm saying, that if anybody tries to hurt you, intimidate you, degrade you, you know you have psychophysical manifestations that are very destructive to you and your whole country. And when I want to think of something here. It's political. When it's politically used on a country with the media on its side, then it becomes very, very powerful and quickly, like with lightning speed, within a few years, captivate enough people to turn them against their own kind. And you see the left forming, and you see how they're intimidating the police, and you see who's behind it, your government itself, the one you elected. The truth about election is not necessarily political. It is codependency in private practice. In other words, you put somebody on a pedestal and you expect them and you love them by doing that and make them feel good, but then they're supposed to give you a feeling back. One of you is going to become a slave of the other, for sure. And the tables could turn. Codependency is not love. And codependency on government is exactly the same on a larger scale. It is a parasitical thing. And most divorces, meant people end up divorcing. And many people end up dying from diseases that come from the entity in the adversary, whether it's your husband or your wife. Or anybody, especially made worse when you go to work and you get ridiculed and degraded. And you see lots of injustice done towards you, especially aimed to you because you're more innocent. And innocence in America is dangerous to the entities in your adversaries. And these adversaries don't understand that they are embedded in them. And their body is just being used to kill the good. The ISIS people don't know they exist. They're just machines of hell. And since their childhood, they are brought up in the way I don't have to explain. You kind of know it. They have no more chance. You know, then I don't know how to give you an example of that. But they have no chance. Children, they're going to be that way. And they're going to die for Allah or kill somebody, innocent people, thinking they're doing their God a favor. It's a God of the dark side. It wants to kill the innocent. And you have this in America. It wasn't here so much, except down south when I came here. I see the horror there. And then it went away. Martin Luther King did a decent job. It wasn't perfect, though. The tendency of people is, once they've been demoralized, is to find favor with a demoralizer. In other words, you become addicted to the person that has changed you into a little bit of them. And so, therefore, at the same time, it's changed you into a little bit of them. It's separated you from a little bit of God. See? So then the tendency is you've got to get love somewhere. That's the driving force. So therefore you are a slave to the bully. And you will love him or her in order to get love from them by kowtowing. And it doesn't work. The more you give of yourself, the more he wants. It's like a psychic thing. It's like a parasite that will eat you for lunch. And if you keep on giving, if you run away, then you can play the role of what was done to you. You can do that to others because you have the nature of that person inside you. You've got two choices. One of them is to go on giving in and dying from cancer or from mental illnesses. But just name it. There's thousands of different diseases that comes from that, depending on the way you go about your lifestyle, trying to fix it. See, so I am going to talk to you. So not only will I help you to get better as a person, and to save yourself from the horror of things to come, but to save this country that from the dark side of the force concerning the suffering that you are now experiencing. Everyone. Oh, yes. Could you make a nice commercial for me, David?
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store.
Okay, I'm grateful for David to give those commercials. I don't know how to do those. We are the Foundation of Human Understanding. That is, we are supported by our listeners, and we're not commercial. And that's why we can't get kicked out. See, because we tell the truth, and you need the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God. And I'll show you this. I'm going to take Savannah in just a minute. I hope she was listening because it applies to her. I want to read you one of the pamphlets. If you go to my website and go for pamphlets or booklets, you can download any kind of pamphlet or booklet, and many of them have as many as 70 pages, and mostly but 15 to 25. And it's a subject like cancer is human vampirism. That's what I'm reading. I'm just going to give you four lines, okay? A nation dies the way a person succumbs to cancer. The two conditions are very closely related. A person who is attacked by his own cells is very much like the way certain revolutionaries behave towards getting hold of their government. A and taking you over. Revolutionaries, you know, people who hate freedom and or entitled, you see, for whatever, they want to get something from the country. They want to bleed it and without deserving being part of it. Malignant cells also want something which the body is loath to give, so they ravage the body looking for it. That's it. So I'm not going to go with that. It's how it starts. I've understood cancer. I've understood nearly all the diseases that come from losing your innocence. And nearly every child that comes into the world loses its innocence within a few years, sometimes in a few minutes. And we will talk about that in just a minute. I have a young lady on the line, and she's in Nevada and can't sleep, but I hope she was listening to what I said in the opening aspect of my program, because it applies. You can live 12 days without, water or food, water, but you can't live very much longer than 12 days without sleep. See, now here, if you have a sleep problem, you have a disease problem too that will come from that. You can get all kinds of chemistries to assuage that anxiety of keeping you awake, but you've got to get to the root of it. And tonight, and every other night I can, I'm going to rub it in as many ways as I can to make a point that not only can you become perfect, but perfect meaning fearless and no, without any anxiety at all in the conflicts you have to face, and you win by not losing your cool. But the person who tries to make you lose your cool will get frustrated trying, and then you get to them in a good way, where otherwise they get to you in a bad way, which is rife in this country. There's millions and millions and millions of you are broken. Doesn't matter how much of a nice of a smile you put on and cover it up, you're dying from it. And as a whole nation, we are dying. I've seen some nice people on that debate last night, and the nice people, decent people that were there. It was one of the nicest debates I've seen. It was very hopeful. But still, this thing lurks. This thing lurks, and they can't overcome that. They don't understand the extent to which it can be used on you to kill you and to demoralize you and to destroy your children and to drive them to perverted sex and drugs and alcohol and gambling and you name it all, to drive them and then rise to the occasion of loving them the way they are and making it all legal. Okay, see. So therefore, I'm going to take my calls. 800-866-8883. Savina, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I had to just warm up my audience a little bit.
That's fine.
I can't go on every night like this.
I can hardly hear.
I'm saying that you can't hear it. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly now?
I can hear you, but barely.
See.
When I first called, it was perfect. And then something went wrong.
So would you please go to one of the technicians? Huh?
Many years ago, in fact. I am almost I'm close to you in seniority. However, I have followed you through all these years. And it's a long story, but lately I have developed a chronic sleeplessness. I don't sleep, which is something brand new. No matter what I do or how I work out or try to do, physical exercise.
Let me ask you a question. I get it. I'll ask you some more clues in a minute. Have you been an ambitious person?
Yes.
And you do everything right, and you make sure it's
right.
done everything right as it can be. And
no,
do you,
I don't.
Go ahead.
I don't think I do everything right. I try.
But you try, and do you
yes.
get frustrated with not succeeding sometimes?
Yes.
And what would be the thing that you'd be succeeding or trying to succeed?
What do I get frustrated with?
Yeah, what do you get frustrated with? What is it that you eventually do, trying to do the right thing, and then get frustrated because it doesn't work, or it takes more work than the energy you have to give it?
Well,
to
I try to be a pleasant.
It's all bad. Yeah, it's all bad. I don't know why you haven't seen this. You cannot fake virtue. You can, but you have to pay a price.
Well, I don't think I'm not virtuous.
I know, but the point is you're trying. The word
trying
is a dangerous word. It tells me a whole story about you.
Do you know, Roy, that I know you're going to remember this. I came to you when you first came out with how your mind can keep you well.
Yes, so that's 55 years ago.
That's right. I came to you, I wanted you to advertise. I was working for a newspaper in California.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something to me that I'll never forget. You said to me, "You're all business, aren't you?" I'll never forget. And I didn't know what you meant by that. That was a long time ago.
I'm saying it again, aren't I? I'm saying it again.
Sort of, yes.
Yes, I'm sort of doing it, same thing again. It's all about you and business. Not necessarily in business, but business, meaning busybody fixing things and trying to make things perfect and trying to give yourself a nice way of acting out a nice demeanor so people love you. And you try to be as cheerful as you know how to be. That's all. It takes energy. And none of it's real.
That's right. And it drains me.
It drains you. Yes, it does.
It drains
because it's not real. It's not real.
No,
there's only so much you can do, and your anxiety, God catches up with you. The anxiety of that. Every time you try to make yourself perfect, you're playing God to yourself. I don't know how anybody could do that. You can't give yourself the virtues, but you can give yourself a facsimile of it, and people can believe it and play you with that. And think of you, what a nice person, and you get that kind of feedback, it emboldens you to do it more.
Yeah.
You could commit suicide on that kind of thing. That's a suicidal venture.
You know, what should I do? It took a lot of
courage. No, it's what it's you're missing something. It's not what you do, it's what you shouldn't do. Well, hold a second, don't go away. We'll make a break anyway. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please support the program, please. And I want to get to America as much as possible.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax-deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life. It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its phase, and the world is like an apple.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm talking, as Roy Masters speaking, I'm talking to Sabina in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is a very, very important subject, and it's the root of all of our sufferings is very close to that root. And you have to be a people pleaser. You've got to get your love from somewhere, because love can only come from one of two places. What looks like love and what is love. Let me say it again. When you came into the world, I don't have to look into the exact situation, but somehow, like everybody listening to me who's suffering from fake love and putting a face on and then, you know, having a bad face on later on because it doesn't work and lose confidence in themselves after a while and commit suicide, because this is a suicidal thing. This is this kind of thing. You've heard of Robin Williams, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, he did what you are doing to a much greater degree until it killed him or caused him to kill himself. He gave of him, because he was missing something that was taken from him when he was a very little child. So he doesn't see the entity, within him. The entities but he tries to fight this entity, not knowing it's an entity, thinking it's a weakness that he can improve. And the Bible says about these things to make yourself, you know, a better person. It's in various ways. You see it that way. I see it quite differently. But most people think that it's urging them to be a better person, and a better person, have a better person, you know, and a better religion, or to be better at something, skating, being a comedian like Robin Williams. But the problem is he was missing something, an essence that he lost when he was small, and something ugly got inside him, which put a little seed of itself in there, and it began to grow. And nearly everybody listening to me has that problem, whether you know that you have it or not. There's going to be a time when you will know it, when you start to get sick and you can't sleep, and then they have various different diseases that are treated, but they're not treating the cause, they're treating the symptoms, so you live longer. And so you at a certain point, you want to die. It's so painful, the anxiety.
Well, I don't want to die.
I know that. I'm just not saying it's the variations. There was many variations of these variations.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that to use him, Robin Williams, and
yes.
I'm reading him. I don't know him. I only know that he's married 3 times, and that all blew up. I also know he is insecure, and he had a talent for making. I have a talent for making jokes and fun like that, but I don't make a living out of it. See, to make everybody happy around me.
Yeah.
I know people who come back from the war, the post-traumatic stress disorder. I know a gentleman who has no legs, but he keeps making jokes about his legs and walks around with just short pants on him and makes funny jokes to keep his sense of happiness. And it's a marvel that people will look at him and marvel how well he is surviving. But he's addicted to playing jokes. And I had to talk to him about that the night, and he stopped dead doing it, and he's getting better. Because he thinks if he makes people happy, that's a good thing, and that should make him happy. No,
right.
It's making him dependent on doing that. He's not really getting anything. He's giving up something. He's giving up his whole life to get people to make him laugh and happy.
Yes. May I just tell you that, Roy, I was in the show business.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. But it was a wonderful time of my life. I was happy. I had no hang-ups. I had no sleeplessness. I was delighted.
Yeah, but that's the beginning of it. I'm sure that Robin Williams enjoyed it to begin with, but didn't enjoy it in the end.
But
it was
I
so
don't
painful.
Want to be like Robin Williams.
I know, but the point is, look at the demand that was made on of his
yes,
skills.
Too much.
Too much. And the more money he made, and the more people loved him, the more it pulled on him.
Yeah.
The more it pulled, and after a while, he starts to hate the pull, because he doesn't want to do it, but he can't stop it, because he's addicted to the approval of the world. He can't tell them, I hate you. He can't do that.
I'm calling you because I want you to help me get over this.
Yes, hold along. You're a very good caller, and this is a very, very seminal beginning for this program, because you got what a lot of people have, and it destroys them. I'll be right back. Okay, so are you there, Sabina?
I have a lot of your tapes. I've listened to you for years, and I've loved you.
Hold it. There it is. You don't know what love. You have me on a pedestal.
No, I didn't have you on.
Oh, yes, you did.
If you
have me on a pedestal, you will listen to me your whole life, and in the beginning you'll start to become better, but after a while you'll start to get bitter and have anxiety. You're still holding on to me. I don't mean to be rude. I love you to love me, but I want you to love what's in me, not the
man. I understand. Yeah. I have your 7 minute app. I have many of your radio.
Yes, I'm sure you do. But
I've been a devoted person.
No. You got too much. No, you got too much. I wish people would not put me as a substitute or person on a pedestal and think of me as a wonderful person, because I cannot give, I cannot, will not give what Robin Williams gave. I say to you, as soon as you can find what I'm bringing you to, that place where you'll be still and know God, walk away from me. And as long as you're sure that you have that, you found your creator, then you discover that you literally cannot get angry anymore towards anybody, and the more they try to upset you, the calmer you get, and it afflicts them with goodness, and it will kill the dark side and possibly reconstruct the bright side, the relationship.
Yeah, but and the people don't get angry with me. I get angry with me.
Yes, you get angry with you, because you're like Robin Williams, you're addicted to the approval of other people.
And
there was a time when you were happy. I get that. But that happiness is not real. It's not the happiness that God wants for you.
I had a wonderful upbringing.
Let's stop there.
I was never insecure.
You are now. Yes, you
That's
are.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yes, why? Because you've done all the right things in the wrong way.
I want you to help me, Roy. I don't put you on a pedestal.
I'm saying, listen, what you need to do, what you need to understand is you're a people pleaser.
It's what?
You're a people pleaser. You're still a people pleaser, and you're looking for love. You're looking to do the right thing to have, you know, that little lift of feeling of worth. And that's not healthy.
I meditate.
No, you don't know how to pray yet. Sorry, 55 years is all wasted.
What? Tell me, would you tell me how to pray, please?
No, can't do that either. No, because you should know by now. You should actually, your type of person can learn in 10 minutes if you have the right idea. See, but you put me on
a pedestal. I know that God is up there. I know
you do. I know you want to be worthy of him.
Yes.
You want to be worthy of him. I get that. But if you were worthy, you wouldn't need him.
No,
it's your unworthiness that's crying out. And it's crying out to people.
Yeah.
See?
Well, I...
Freeze frame it. Freeze frame it. Don't say any more. Freeze frame it. I think there's a parable in a scripture. Is a young man goes into, a person goes into, a very rich man goes into the temple and says, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me all this wonderful stuff. You know, for the wonderful wife and a lot of money. It's thank you for that." See? And he leaves the synagogue. Another person comes in and says, "Please, God, forgive me. See? I'm sorry for my sins." Where's that effect? I don't exactly. I don't remember it. Only as it's a principle. Which one goes out with the favor of God? The person who's contrite, honest, help me. I don't know how to do this myself. I give myself to you.
I can hardly hear you, Roy.
Well, I'm sitting right on top of the microphone, and I got to shout. I have a bit of a sore throat, so I've got to shout. Okay.
You know, Roy, I'm calling you. It took a great deal of courage.
Why would you be afraid of me?
I don't know. Because people may be listening. I don't really care.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are either.
Well, you'll remember me soon.
I probably will.
I'm going to tell you that I'm a Jewish lady. And that doesn't mean anything, except that I know that you're a Jewish man. And I believe in Jesus.
Yes, of course.
Just like you do. I believe, not because I'm putting you on a pedestal,
yes,
but because I've learned to believe that way. I won't go into my life. It could be a reality show. But I was married to a homosexual man.
Oh, dear.
And that started my whole Michigan.
Yeah. Now hold on a second and go away. You do a lot of singing, did you?
Did I do a lot of singing?
Yes.
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 From the time I was 3 years old, my mother was coaching me. And I did a lot. I did a lot. I won't mention what I did, but I did a lot.
You don't, too. You're a well-known person, and you don't really want to let it be known.
I did a lot.
I understand it. Yes,
and it was a very, very... At that time, wonderful. But as I grew older and I met this homosexual man, he saw me on TV and he said, "I'm going to marry that girl." But I didn't know he was bisexual. He
yes.
was bisexual.
Yes.
And at that time, it wasn't as well known as it is right now. And he didn't show it. He was a macho looking and so forth. But he didn't want me at all. You talk about men trying to
yes, get I know what you mean.
there were ladies. This man didn't want me. On the honeymoon, he threw me around. He said, "Get away from me." So I didn't have a very good life with him and ended up in divorce.
Well, surely that should have... See, surely that nice... homely man, or holy-looking man, handsome, a nice prize, nice catch. Surely, you know, listening to me all those years, you'd catch that and see the mistake and not go through with it at some point, stop. Because then I could say that could be part of your problem with anxiety.
Yeah.
It was like a prize you were getting for being such a nice person. There's a nicer person attracted to you. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Can we, Roy, I'm enjoying this. Can you speak a little louder?
I'm doing my best.
Okay.
And so we have a little problem that may need some. I'm about two inches away from the microphone. I'm going to eat the microphone.
Okay, now you sound better.
I'll come out on the other end and gobble you up.
that would be fine.
I'll be right back. No, go away. Oh, Post Office Box 1000, please support the program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to fhu.com/donate.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
In those days, Sivina, when you were listening, nearly all of the conservative entertainers, nearly all of them were listening to me and buying my material.
Nearly all of them what?
Nearly all of them listened to me on my radio.
Yes. I know. I'm aware of that. I read your first book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. I read How to Conquer Negative Emotions. I read where many celebrities were so helped.
Yeah, John Wayne. John Wayne was one of my...
And I'll tell you another one, Eleanor Parker.
That's right.
And I remember, you see. Followed you. You're not on a pedestal. I just know you're a man gifted with special gifts.
Let's get back to it. I need your help. I'm gonna stay with you.
Thank you.
People could call. I know that we are getting old together.
Yes.
But I will do my best. Because I know that you're a good person, but you've missed a few things.
Yeah.
And innocently, because I don't believe you did anything willfully, but there was will involved. Because the only energy you have is the will of God, so that's effortless. Or the will of the world, which you think of as your will, but it isn't.
All I want is the will of God.
I know you wanted it, but you behaved in a certain way to attract it. But you were attracting it in a wrong way where you were the center. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And so inadvertently, you did the right things, but within a perfect reason. And not a perfect reason. Now, I can do this program. I'm almost 88. Getting into 88. I can do a radio program 7 hours a day, or give a lecture and seminar for 7 hours a day. Do a weekend show. I can do all these things without any effort. The more I work, the more I can work. I'm just happy to see people getting better, but I don't feel any feeling of achievement of any kind. The day passes. The day passes, and I don't think I've done anything. But everybody's just growing and understanding and evolving.
Yes, I understand that very much. I do. I understand where you're coming from.
I want you to come from the same place. I want you to come from the same place.
I do, too. I want to come from the same place.
But you haven't so far, even though your heart is a good heart.
There's just a little tiny thing.
Get yourself out of the way of trying to impress people. That's all.
Get myself out of the way of what?
Trying to impress people.
Oh yeah, I don't need that.
You don't really. You really did drop it. But you find that if you drop that, it will be replaced with something real.
Yes.
So you've got to realize that oh, it's all about you. It's how people see you. And that's sufficient, or has been sufficient for a long time, until anxiety is starting to catch up with you. And
that's right.
That's right.
You're so right, exactly. And it took all these years.
That's all right. Really, my wife has been married for 63 years, and she's going to be 84 next week. I mean, November the 9th. I've been married all these years, and she hasn't understood a single thing I've said.
But I do, and I hope she does get better.
No, I'm working with her still. I love her.
I know you.
She's a pain in the you know what. But yeah. she doesn't see that she doesn't see. And she plays the role like you're doing, that, oh, she's a wonderful person. We make a wonderful pair. No, we don't. We're two of the opposites.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put pressure on her to be that, because that wouldn't be good. I have to hold my ground. And she says, how do you hold your ground to all these people, including me now? I'm beginning to see that I've been judging you. You know, what doesn't he see about this woman looking at him? And she's got all these little things, little judgments, and all these. But on the surface, she's a very pleasant person. She's like a movie star. She's so good at it, just like you.
That's no good, though. That's no good.
No, it's not good.
But you're going to help me get better, I hope.
I will. You're going to call me again. Would you consider what I've just told you? And have a look at yourself, and watch the irritation you have with yourself, because that's the that's the energy that generates more anxiety.
Do you think, Roy? I'll let you go, but I'm going to call you again. Do you think that my lack of sleep now, something new, is part of this anxiety?
Yes, it is. I do know absolutely for sure. I would not worry about that at all. I would, if you worry about it, it means that you. Look, if a mother worries about a kid, the kid quickly understands that the mother doesn't trust him. See that? Just worry.
Yeah.
So be careful. Don't worry about yourself, because then you don't trust God, because you think that worry is a noble thing. Isn't.
No, it's not noble at all. It's horrible. And
I know.
If I don't sleep, though, it makes me ill.
No, you listen.
No?
Just look at the life you've given and you've been living, and quietly to a friend. You need to own up to something. Say, hey, Sissy or Joe, I want to share something with you. And share the fact that you try to make them happy in order to make you happy, and it's not done you any good. And I just want to tell you that sometimes I get resentful towards you and you don't see it, and I have to hide it. And it guilts me to want to do nicer things to you. I'm sure you understand that little lingo, that little story. There's somebody you can tell that to. You only have to tell it to one or two people and you're finished. All right. We are at the end of the first hour. Stay tuned. Oh, yes. Please tell Savina she can call me anytime she wants to. Okay, this is my break. And before I get broken, we need support. I want to be able to talk about the principle of killing the entity in your adversary. We'll do this after the break. But meanwhile, the address is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. See, and then there's the website, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com/donate. Thank you.